Welcome once again to Nova Gaia Love. I'm Rachel Dragonheart, here to talk to you today. Once again, we've picked a pretty cool topic, I think. Empathy and being an empath. What does it mean? How can I be an empath? How can I feel empathy? Are they the same thing? Well, you know I love to start with a story, so I'll be brief. The story goes about 20 years ago. I was in New Orleans in my fantastic spot on Bourbon Street. Yes, I used to live on Bourbon Street, 1134 Bourbon. If you put the numbers upside down on a calculator, it does spell hell. Oh, that's another story. So, I lived on Bourbon Street in New Orleans for quite some time, and when I was there, I got to meet all kinds of fantastic characters, interesting people. I hung out with voodoo priestesses and necromancers and learned all kinds of neat spiritual things. I got to hang out at the cathedral and Jackson Square and feel the enlightenment love of angels. And one of the neat experiences that I had was during Mardi Gras time. My partner, or husband at the time, was an artist, and he was a very, well, I'm not going to say lucky guy, but somehow he was always hurting himself. He had a knack of finding the crack in the sidewalk, if you know what I mean, and tripping over it. And somehow bending over backwards, trying to maybe help a friend or help someone out, and hurting himself instead. And this one Mardi Gras, I very vividly remember we were sitting out on our stoop, which is kind of what you did in New Orleans. You sat on your stoop and watched people go by and tried to stop them from walking into your house, thinking it's an open shop. As we're sitting there watching people go by, he begins to talk about all of this physical pain that he was in. He just so happened to be an artist as well, and he worked a lot with fire, being a glass blower, and he would constantly burn himself or lift too heavy a weight or tweak a muscle here or there. And as I was sitting next to him, before he could tell me what his problems were, I started feeling a pain in my knee. And I just looked at him and my knee just started really hurting bad. And then the more that I looked at him, all of a sudden I started to get a mild headache. And then my stomach started hurting. And then before you know it, I was kind of crumpled up into a ball. And I could start feeling all of this pain. And he turns to me and he says, "Oh man, I whacked my knee so bad this morning, I can hardly walk." And he goes, "And then I went and drank this coffee only to find out that it was too old. And now this coffee's giving me this stomach ache." And then he said, "And so I bent over because my stomach was hurting. And on the way up, I hit my head on this bar. And so now I have this headache." And I was like, "Oh my goodness." Before he even told me what his physical pains were, I was feeling them. I mean, I physically could feel it in my knees. I could physically feel it in my stomach. I could physically feel it in my head. I even said to him, "It's your right knee." And he goes, yeah, it's my right knee. And I said, "And you hit your head here on the left." And he said, yes, that right here. And he goes, "Look, is there a knot here? Is there a knot?" And yeah, there was a nice big knot right where he whacked it on a metal pipe or something. This was the first time that I actually had this acknowledgement of feeling somebody else's pain. And his pain was so great, and not knowing anything, I sucked it up as much as I could, because there was a little bit of novelty into this, because I'm kind of a healthy person. I mean, not perfect, but I had never really felt pain like this. I've never broken an arm or fallen down where I'm, you know, massive hurt. So I was kind of feeling into this pain. And then he walked away and went into the other room, and then the pain went away. If he was within maybe 6 feet or 10 feet of me, I could totally step into all of his pain. And this was the first experience, but unfortunately it wasn't the last, because what ended up happening is that I so thought I could help him because I wanted to make him happy. I was a great people pleaser, that for the rest of my time with him, I always sucked up or felt his pain. I could feel it when he broke a bone, when he hurt himself in any way whatsoever. It even got to the point where I didn't even have to be around him. I knew when he would hurt himself at work. And I said he was kind of accident prone, so there was kind of always a lot of pain there. And I would suffer with it. I would take it in because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. I thought that as an empath and a good wife, that I would suffer. And if I could keep sucking in his pain, well, it had to take it away from him, right? Right, Gita? Right, Kay? Isn't that how healing works? Is that I suck up all of your suffering?
Not exactly. You know, they say misery loves company. Well, you notice that doesn't say misery loves company, because then misery goes away. It's like, no, it just compounds the misery. Man, Rachel, you were living in a Looney Tunes cartoon. I mean, getting hit here, bonked there, smashed there. It's, oh my gosh. You were living with Wile E. Coyote.
Literally.
That's, oh my gosh. Yeah, what an opportunity for you to learn about being an empath. And that's, yeah, an interesting way to go. With healing, there's times when I will feel referred pain as I'm working on someone. Oh, I'm starting to get a pain here. And I know, oh, that means I need to go work on that left wrist or that right knee, or, you know, whatever part it is. Oh, a headache. Okay, I need to work on this part and help soothe that out, help smooth that out. And it's beneficial that way, but I also learned pretty early on that you need to set limits on that. You need to work with the energies to say, only what is mine stays with me. You need to work with the energy to let it come to you, give you the message, and then release, pass on through. Thank you very much, wrist pain. I understand. I'll get right on it. Bye-bye. Because otherwise, you're just multiplying the pain. You're taking it on, and it's not going away. And really, the point of healing isn't just to keep passing the pain along like a game of hot potato. You've got it. No, you've got it. Now you've got it. Ha! Who's got that pain now? That's not healing. That's just recycling. And I know I'm a big fan of reduce, reuse, recycle, but not when it comes to something like pain. That needs to be cleared, cleansed, and repurposed. And that's a big part of what happens when you do energy healing. You're helping to release not just the pain, the cause of the pain, because that's where it all starts. It's not just about getting rid of the symptom. And that's what annoys me about a lot of our medication. I'm not anti-Western medicine at all. I am not against people getting the help they need through the means that suits them. That's not an issue for me. What I dislike is when people are just treating symptoms with medicines that cause other symptoms that have to be treated with medicines that cause other symptoms. And it just continues on and on and on. And it just, for decades, you know, even when I was a kid, I would look at it and kind of scratch my head. And as I get older, I want to pull my hair out going, look at the cause, deal with the cause, not just the symptom. Because you have to deal with the symptom forever, unless you take care of the cause. So that's sort of an issue for me, and why I like with energy healing that you work towards the cause. But a lot of causes are harder to fix. It takes more time, it takes more effort, and it takes more involvement of the patient or client, the sufferer, to face what they're dealing with and go through it deeply, investigate it to find out what is the actual cause, be it physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. Now, I love working with the newer energies of the world, the Nova Gaia energies. They are so wonderful, so blissful, and it gives me so much more, I'm going to use the word hope, although hope isn't adequate as a word, it gives me so much greater a feeling that we can improve situations that in the past have seemed unimprovable. Oh, there's always going to be war. Oh, there's always going to be addictions. Oh, there's always going to be cruelty. Oh, there's always going to be meanness. There's always going to be power hunger. There's always going to be keeping the masses down while the elite rule, you know, whatever it is. And I have to say, as an empath who has the ability to feel other people's pain so acutely. And for me, it's not always the physical pain. It's more of the mental, emotional, spiritual pain. It's more of the heaviness of suffering. That's what gets me. The suffering, the heaviness of suffering. So actually working to help people recognize and see the Nova Gaia energies and adapt and learn and work with them and come into more of a place of love in a practical way. We've talked, Rachel, Gita, and I, about the word hope. To say hope was nice in the old energies. Hope is always so important. You need to have hope so you don't give up. But in Nova Gaia, it's hope combined with action. Not just wishing, hoping, oh, thoughts and prayers. So sorry everyone you know got shot or killed. So sorry you've been kept from voting and speaking your truth or your voice. So sorry. So very sorry. You have my thoughts. You have my prayers. You have hope. Well, now you have to add action to it to make actual change. And that doesn't mean revolution. Gita has a beautiful way she puts it. It's some of the words in revolution, if you put them backwards, it spells love. The revolution. The what? What is it?
Revolution.
Love-olution. Yes, that's exactly it. You need the love-olution to create something better. Because I have to tell you, this last week was very hard for me. I really had to back away from a lot of computer time, social media time, anything, because there's just so much pain. There is so much suffering. people saying my grandfather died, or my dog had to be put down. People worried about wars and bombings. People upset about shootings and unrest. So much suffering. And it gets overwhelming for me. And I just had to shut back and shut down. And I recognize that sometimes being an empath makes me heartless in a way, because I have to shut down and shut back because I care too much. And just writing, "I am so sorry for your loss," doesn't say or do enough. That I do better by holding them in my heart and sending love, sending healing, sending empathy. Empathy in a way that doesn't hurt me, that doesn't belittle their pain and what they're going through, that sees it and recognizes it and just sits with it. Now, Gita, I'd like you to say a little more about that love-olution that you are midwifing and helping to birth.
Well, empathy for me works as well. I'm not so much in the physical empathy, but I am really good with emotional empathy. What Kay was saying, going to the cause in energy healing, one of the things that really resonated with me when I first learned about it was that the body is just an extremely beautiful measurement in an otherwise healthy person. I want to say this up front. It is a beautiful indication what goes on in your spiritual, in your mental, and in your emotional field. As your emotions, you know, we all come with trauma. It's just there. And so feeling the deeper traumas that lead to an emotional imbalance that leads to a body dis-ease. Your body is not at ease anymore. So to feel that and feel the emotion, the mental behind what your body is doing, where your body breaks down, has helped me to also go within my empathy for others deeper. It has truly helped me to feel, because I feel your feelings, and oh, whoa, that's heavy at times. That's really, really heavy. Oh my God. So all I can do is hold you in that love to lift you up. If I emphasize to the point that I want to take it, I bring myself down. I want you to lift up. So I am here to hold that space of lifting you up, showing you your brightness, showing you what, you know, why your body is breaking down, and go into the emotional, mental, spiritual. So the healing has to be done by you. I can take your body pain, but it won't do anything if the cause, the underlying cause, doesn't change. If you don't pay attention to this emotional, to this mental pattern that causes the body to break down, then it's going to come back. So going down to that cause, and this is where I am blown away at times how deep empathy goes and how it just works in unity with in what the universe brings through you when you open up to that. You know, when Kate, you were talking about hope and action, I think it's called inspiration. Inspiration to bring out that which makes you live in your greatest ease. And I want to take this one step further, because I think that we're all empaths, each and every one. We just have to shut it down. We have, and you know, that's what I learned first. You got to protect yourself. But the protection in the end puts you in this bubble where you can't feel anything and where you can't receive anything. So it's about that love, filling you up with so much love yourself that it goes into all of your spirit, in all of your energy. It heals the emotion, because you recognize truths. You recognize with the underlying issues of your bodily being not at ease. So, but you got to do the step. I can't change your emotion. You got to do this. You got to look at that emotion and not being hard on yourself. You want to look at it with that love. And that is the love illusion. Instead of putting, you know, looking at the truth, and instead of, oh my God, you know, pulling yourself down. I'm so bad. Oh my God, why did I do this? Oh, blah, 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 blah. You know, you did. It's there. So just look at it and wow, that was not really great. But you know, what can I do better next time? How can I raise myself out of this pattern that I really don't like about myself? How can I raise my health, my wholeness in all I am, so I can live at ease? And it is not just ease of the body, it is ease of that emotion that you can feel. You can feel it, but it's not really touching you. Your best protection from everything is that love within yourself. That, you know, it just kind of, you absorb it, you can feel it, but it kind of, the light within yourself, that strength within yourself, as you become that resilient, and as you take that inspiration to be at your best, to really apply love to everything, you open up your empathy, you open up to being an empath. And as such, we don't, you know, empathy is a superpower. It is an absolute superpower, because nobody can lie to you. And you see through every mask that people put on. They put on a happy face, you see straight through this and see their pain. And I think you don't necessarily see the anger. You look deeper, you see the pain that causes the anger. So that creates empathy. Again, within us, understanding, kindness, compassion. And I think that can heal each and every one of us as we meet each other, instead of just feeling the anger and just like protecting yourself and just, you know, like doing the same in return, filling yourself up with anger. Hold it with love and compassion and kindness and understanding, and lift the other person up to where you are, in love and compassion, in empathy.
Yes.
Go.
Be
for yourself.
Empathetic.
Yes.
Not empath of sucking it in.
Well, you can take it in, because for me, I take it in to see what's going on. But then I just let it kind of go through me.
Yes.
I feel it. And then I know I need to let it go, because I need to be clean and pure for the next person that comes. I need to be empty so that I can feel them in their way of being. I cannot just put top people on top on top on top of me. I can't do that. I have to stay within my own energy.
So you're saying to use it almost like a tool to understand, especially when you're healing someone or working with somebody, to help them understand what it is that they need to put love to, how they need to maybe forgive themselves, release or clear. So maybe it's a tool as part of your superpower gift.
I think this is the energy that the Age of Aquarius, that Nova Gaia love calls for. I feel that I've been taught by spirit to do this.
And I love the letting go, because for so long people have had the sense that to honor the pain, they have to hold on to it. They have to remember it. All the times we say, we will never forget. Remember the Bismarck. I don't remember the Bismarck. But throughout time, people have some horrible tragedy happen and say, we won't forget this. We're going to remember this pain. We're going to hold on to this pain. And so much really needs to be about sitting with that pain, sending love to that pain, and releasing that pain.
And letting it teach you. Before you release, you need to extract the teaching and the learning from it. Then you can not let go of the memory, because the memory will remind you of the teaching.
What
beautiful. How you can make your life brighter, lighter.
And raise that vibration of love. So, dear listener, we want you to be empathetic. We want you to feel into it, but use the tools of allowing the universe to actually recycle the energy. The universe will recycle it when you clear it off. You don't have to deal with it, but you learn the medicine or the lesson that's given to you. The information, the downloads, why in our book, The Prophecy Map of Nova Gaia, I believe the angel even writes about different stories where she's learning and understanding, but she even states, this was not my pain. This was my lesson. This is my understanding. And this is what I learned, which turned into downloads of information. And that, to me, is what we hope that you achieve, not feeling the cosmic conscious pain of the planet. Any of us can turn on the news and get into a great big depression of how awful and ugly this world can be portrayed. And we can feel that heaviness weigh on our shoulders, which is what I call the Atlas pain, where we just become more and more sunken down with the weight of the world and all of its pain. Or we can step into the Nova Gaia love, step into this energy of now, and understand that the world has to change, and this is about change, not about your personal suffering for the world. You were put here to have love and joy and happiness. You were placed on this planet to learn how to get along with everyone and feel and enjoy through your North Star, through your love, through you. Yes, we need to help the rest of the world. Yes, we need to acknowledge that pain. But it does not need to be carried with you at every single moment. Learn the lessons, understand, be empathetic, but allow this new love, this new energy to teach you what it is for your highest good. Your highest good is the highest good of the planet. Use this inspiration. What do you say, Gita?
Alchemizing. It's, you know, it's turning lead into gold. Turning the shitty experiences that we have, that we see, into something that we can use to make life better for ourselves, for the world.
That's it. And I agreed 100%. I used to teach the silver bubble of love and light like a two-way mirror. You know, when you are so full of love, you don't need a protection. I was told very much to my face, you don't need an amulet. You don't need a talisman to wear to protect you. In fact, you just need to be that bright light of love. I've had many healers and different people used to tell me, oh, hey, you're a little bright. And I'm like, oh, my hair? And they're like, no, your energy, you're way too bright. You are way too much light and love. You need to just calm it down a few notches. Actually, no. Nope, never ever will I ever calm it down. I want to expand my love around the entire world and the entire planet, and I have no fear that anything is going to take this from me, or I don't have to protect it because it's unlimited. And in fact, Gita explained it to me. I am so full of love and light that there's just no room for anything else to weigh me down. Now, do I still feel the pain of others? Nah, I kind of cut it off. I do when I'm in a healing session and I ask, what do I need to heal or what do I need to help? Because somebody's there for me or in front of me, and that is the job that I'm doing. I turn off the news. I'll read it a day later just because I'm curious of what's going on. But I don't need to carry the weight of the world. I only need to allow the present moment of now to flow through me. I just allow that love. And yes, I do feel empathetic, or, well, I wouldn't be speaking to you right here, right now. So, thank you for joining us today. I know our time has come to an end, but you know where to find us. Why don't you write a comment? Leave us something that we can answer any questions for you right there down below. You'll see it. Or you can send us an email. Check us out on our website, novagaialove.com. All of our information's there. Love to hear from you, dear listener. And, well, we wish you a beautiful moment of now.